This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Trivia and Loungewear. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with comedians and podcast hosts, Shalewa Sharp and Gaster Almonte. Are you guys ready for another one?
Oh, yes.
Let's do it.
Okay, so this game is called, it's one of our favorites, called This, That, or the Other. We're going to give you the name of something.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to tell us which of three categories it belongs to. So, Jonathan Colton, what are today's categories?
Today's categories are characters from the TV show Bridgerton, which is a sexy historical romance based on a book series produced by Shonda Rhimes and largely takes place in early 19th century London, sweatpants brands, or types of potato.
Okay.
Okay, I can do this.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Gaster, this first one is for you.
Let's do it.
King Edward.
I just feel like a setup.
This whole game is a setup.
That's all. Yeah, that's all it is.
So
that's all it
one is. Setup after another.
I know it's too easy to be Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so it's got to be. See, what was potato or the other? What was the other one?
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
Like a sweatpants brand.
That would be a really hard brand. King Edward Sweats.
It's a good idea, but it's yeah. It seems jokey.
Yeah, I feel like potatoes, like, they always try to, like, outdo each other. You'd be like, yo, I got a Yukon potato, Yukon gold. So I could see someone saying, like, yo, I got the King Edward potato, B. You ain't know about me. I got King Edward Bibles, potatoes. You know what I mean? I do all King Edwards in my house. So, yeah. Yo, where you get your French fries from? The Yukons? Nah. King Edwards only in my house.
That's
all
right.
The potatoes I do. Yeah, King Edwards has to be a potato.
All of these things are correct. All of them. Everything you said is correct. Yes, and these potatoes are from the UK, and they were created by a guy named John Butler in 1902, and he named the potato after King Edward the VII in honor of his coronation the same year.
I love it.
Yeah.
Y'all is really shooting my shot there. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's it. That's
it. You reasoned it out. You're not supposed to be able to do that with this game, but you did it. Fantastic. Okay, Shalewa.
Yes.
Grimsley.
Okay. I'm going to say Bridgerton character, although kind of all I know about Bridgerton characters is that I have an aunt who watched it recently, and she really enjoyed that young man, was all she said.
sounds right.
That is a sound review of Bridgerton.
It must be good.
Really enjoyed that young man.
She's like, I'm older, but I'm not blind. I really enjoyed that young man. And I said, okay. I mean, I'm not going to question it. So I'm going to say it's a Bridgerton character.
Yeah, you are correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well done.
Grimsley's the queen's right-hand man on the show.
Oh, okay.
All right. Gaster.
Talk to me.
Russet Burbank.
Russet Burbank. That dude sound rich. Yeah, that sound like a rich person to me. The only way that's closed, if it's like Russet, the Burbank edition, you know, then I could see it being like a name brand, you know, then that would make sense to me.
Be like, Russet, Burbank, Paris.
Exactly. Yeah,
right.
You know? Yeah, Polo Ralph Lauren. You know what I mean? You got the levels to it. I know there's russet potatoes, but the Burbank is throwing me off. Like, that sound like special edition. Like, russet sound like the unsuccessful person in a rich family.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
Like,
okay.
Russet, man. Yo, nobody talks to russet, B. The rest of the Burbanks, okay? We don't rock with russet.
Right, Russet's an embarrassment to the Burbanks. The youngest brother.
Yeah, Russet's a DJ.
Yeah, you know?
yeah.
Like the king, like, named the other two kids, and, like, he's not sure Russet is his. So he was like, name him whatever you want. You can call him Russet for all I care.
Yeah, name him after a potato. I don't care.
Yeah. If it's Russet alone, I would go potato.
Mm.
Russet Burbank. Yeah, I got to go character.
All right. It's a potato.
Oh!
Okay, so the then my question is, are they growing potatoes in Burbank?
Yeah.
So it's less commonly known as the netted gem. All Burbank potatoes are named after American Luther Burbank, who improved the disease resistance of Irish potatoes. And russet just means reddish brownish.
Oh, sure.
Shalewa.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Weldon.
I mean, that is also a DJ.
totally.
I thought he was on The Wire, right? Didn't he like make a...
That's a sweatpant. I'm seeing a young brunette man, thin. Thin. Uh-huh. The biggest thing on him are his two white sneakers. Yeah, those are definitely... It's a slim cut. I feel like it's a slim cut.
You are correct. I'm so impressed. Visual thinking.
Yeah.
Clearly.
It's amazing. Yeah. All right, Gaster. Okay. Gildan.
Gildan, okay. I wouldn't eat Gildan. That just sounds terrible. So
gross.
Potatoes out the way. Definitely not. That don't sound edible. Like, you wouldn't put that on the menu, you know? Yeah, I wouldn't put... Yeah, you put butter on your Gildans? No. Can't do that. So it's definitely not a potato.
Butter on your Gildans.
I like a little butter on my Gildans.
Wow.
I would wear some Gildans. Gildans. You cop them Gildans? Yeah. Like, if it's a brand, I got to think, all right, somebody at a marketing agency okayed this.
Right.
So that's my thinking. So they were like, they knew that some kid would think this is catchy. So I'm picturing those conversations. Like, yo, you cop the Gildans? Yeah, yo, right. The Gildans are hard, B. I'm just crazy. Yo, you got the Gildan 4s in blue?
The Gildan 4s?
Gildan 4s in blue.
Now sold out.
Yeah, he sold out. It's crazy, B. You got to get on
the
blue
fours.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go sweats, but if it's not, this is definitely also a company I'm starting.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is sweatpants. This is a low-cost brand of sweatpants that made the Cut's recent 25 best sweatpants for women list. You know that's recent.
All right, there's one left, and it is for you, Shalewa.
Okay.
Queen Charlotte.
Well, I mean, that's either... wait, no, that could be a potato. For a second, I thought it was a piercing, but it's not. It is not. Yeah, I'm going to say it's the Bridgerton character.
You are absolutely correct.
Oh, yay!
Yeah! I have to tell you, I want just so much more Gaster and Shalewa. This is such a delight. We have to wrap it up, but I got to say, just thank you. Just thank you.
Yeah, you guys are the best.
You're the best.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Comedian Shalewa Sharp and Gaster Almonte host the podcast The War Report. New episodes drop Thursdays and sometimes bonuses on Mondays. Shalewa, Gaster, thank you so much.
Thank y'all for having us.